May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Song of Solomon, chapter 4, beginning in verse 6. Until the cool of the day when the shadows flee away, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense. This is a place of intimacy and encounter. You are altogether beautiful to me, my darling, my love, and there is no spot or blemish in you. And then Jesus says, come with me from Lebanon, my bride. May you come with me from Lebanon and journey down from the summit of Amana, from the summit of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards. You've made my heart beat faster, my sister and my bride. You have made my heart beat fast with a single glance of your eyes. Leading up to the conference that we had on the gifts of the Spirit, and then post this last week, there was just a lot of spiritual warfare. And I say that as one who's not prone towards giving the enemy a lot of attention or a lot of credit, because that's what he likes. But sometimes you just know what it is, and it's not just internal, it's flack from the enemy. And the Lord spoke something to me, I guess it was yesterday afternoon. I was just, in terms of just the battle that was going on in my thought life and in my emotions, because your emotions will reflect what you think. And I was just asking, Lord, I just want a breakthrough. I'd even tried to start a fast for the day. It didn't work out, just to get breakthrough about that whole thing. And the Lord said that, then he told me, he says, well, you've already had your breakthrough. That's why you're experiencing all the warfare. And it was a sort of a recalibration for me, because I'd been thinking that really what happens is that when you're about to make a breakthrough, the enemy comes at you with fierce attack, so that you won't break through. But the truth is, biblically, is that once you've had an encounter, a revelation, an encounter, and you've broken through, because breakthrough is always about truth. You've had an encounter with God, He's spoken truth, it's revelation to you, and you've broken through. That's when the fierce attack happens. Because what the enemy wants to do is to steal what you've gotten now and to keep you from walking it out. The scripture says that he's a thief and he's come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And the very fact that he's called a thief only steals things that somebody else already owns. If you don't own it, he's not going to steal it, because there's nothing to steal. And the fact that he attacks us as a thief is absolute evidence of the fact that you already own something, or he wouldn't be going after you. It's not that he's trying to keep you from getting something. He's trying to take something from you that you have. And that was a real encouragement to me, because instead of me being lied to and thinking, oh, I've got to break through in this place, it was like, no, I've already broken through. Now walk out what you've broken through into and ignore the flack. The very fact that the enemy is assaulting you so severely is proof that you already have your breakthrough. That was just so encouraging. Now for CTKers, you'll hear this again over the next few weeks, because more of us need to hear this. But why these verses? These verses are so cool, and I won't spend a whole lot of time, because I don't want it to get too complicated an explanation. But the bride, the Shulamite, you, this person has gone to this place of myrrh and frankincense, where encounter is always a place of death and resurrection, where God exposes something deep, calls in the deep, and then you let something go as you accelerate forward. As a matter of fact, it's really a neat thing. When he says, come away with me from Lebanon. Lebanon and the cedars of Lebanon in the Song of Solomon always speak of new creation. And so whenever we experience encounter, a place of revelation and encounter with the Lord, it's always about calling forth who we are as new creation. It's about awakening us to things that are already true. Because see, here's the deal. Actuality is the biggest breakthrough that a person can have is resurrection. And Jesus broke through the grave and rose from the dead, and you were in Christ when that happened, and so you've already experienced the ultimate breakthrough. But what we call breakthroughs, as we encounter and get revelation of truth, we're just being awakened to things that have always been true about us. So you're actually breaking through. This is a good Old Testament word, too. You're breaking through the breakthrough. The moment you became Christian, you got the breakthrough. But when we get revelation, we're breaking through the breakthrough. We're just being awakened to something that's already so true about us. And he says, and so this place of, he says, come away now from this place, this mountain, where you've had an encounter and you've had breakthrough in revelation and truth. It's now time to come down from that place and walk it out in the valley of reality, in the valley of ministry and just reality in everyday life. But I love what he says here. May you come with me from Lebanon, journey down from the summit of Amana. The mountains of Lebanon had number of peaks. Amana was one of them. The word Amana just means truth. From the summit of Sinir, which means light. And from the highest peak of all, Hermon. And listen to what this word Hermon means in Hebrew. It's the word that we get the idea of a rocket ship when it goes through stages. It carries a dual meaning, is that you come to a place where you let go of something, that it's destroyed, and you excel into something in God going forward. That's what breakthrough is about. Anytime you have a breakthrough, an encounter with God in revelation, there's something you have to let go of, some belief system, something you have to let go of. There's a repentance. There's a changing your mind from something that's not true towards something that is true. So the opportunity to let something go but excel forward. So he says this place of encounter is a place of truth, of light, of staging. Letting go and staging. But then he says this. He says it's also a place, come down from the summit of Sinir and Hermon and from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards. See, he says, anytime you go to the mountain of the hill of myrrh and mountain of frankincense, anytime you're on that, which is Lebanon. Also, by the way, Hermon was the place that's considered almost without question where the transfiguration occurred. Transformation. The renewing of your mind, the place of encounter. But he said, he's like saying, but what happens is when you're on that mountain, or you're in that place of intimacy, you have encounter, you have breakthrough, there's truth, revelation comes to you, it can come to you, your mountain can be driving down the car, listen to somebody's tape. But it's just revelation, you encounter, breakthrough. He said, but it's also a place where lions and leopards dwell. They're going to always be fierce attack. Because once you get something, once you get what you've already got, once you're awakened to something you already got, the enemy's going to come to try to steal it. You're going to come under fierce attack, thinking you need breakthrough. But the truth is, you've already had breakthrough. So he says, come down from that place now. Come off that mountain of breakthrough and warfare, and let's just walk it out. Okay? I just think that's a good word from the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.